Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs Union Cabinet meeting after Pahalgam terror attack. 7 people killed in wall collapse tragedy in Andhra Pradesh's Visakhapatnam. President and Prime Minister express grief over the incident. CISE declares board exam results of class 10th and 12th. Girls outshine boys again. Chardham Yatra begins in Uttarakhand with opening of portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri shrines on auspicious occasion of Akshaya Tritiya. And in IPL T20 cricket, host Chennai Super Kings to lock horns with Punjab Kings at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium this evening. Union Cabinet meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi was held in Delhi today. This was the first Union Cabinet meeting since the Pahalgam terror attack, which claimed 26 lives. A press briefing on the Cabinet decisions will take place in the afternoon. The meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security is also likely to be held today. The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defence sources said Pakistan Army post fired unprovoked across the line of control in areas opposite Nowshera, Sundarbani and Aknur sector. Pakistan Army post also fired in Baramulla and Kupwara districts as well as across the international border in the Bargwal sector. The Indian troops responded swiftly and effectively. Law and Justice Minister and BJP leader Arjun Ram Meghwal has said the government has received a letter by the opposition demanding a special session of parliament over the Pahalgam terror attack. Responding to a media query on the issue in New Delhi, the minister said Cabinet Committee on Parliamentary Affairs will have a discussion on this. Meanwhile, BJP today hit out at the Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav for allegedly insulting Dr. Bhim Rao Ambedkar by altering an image. Mr. Meghwal accused the Samajwadi Party chief of attempting to garner votes of the people belonging to Dalit community through such imagery.
हम आपके माध्यम से कहना चाहते हैं कि बाबा साहब का ऐसा अपमान करके दलित समाज के वोट आप नहीं बटोर सकते. आप भ्रम पैदा करते हो कांग्रेस के साथ मिलकर के. 2024 में आपने भ्रम पैदा किया. संविधान खतरे में है, आरक्षण खतरे में है. वो भ्रम टूट गया, वो हरियाणा में टूट गया, वो महाराष्ट्र में टूट गया, वो दिल्ली में टूट गया. इसलिए जो ये पोस्टर है इसकी घोर निंदा करते हैं.
The Anti-Corruption Branch ACB of Delhi Police has registered a case against senior Aam Aadmi Party leaders and former ministers Manish Sisodia and Satyendra Jain in connection with an alleged 2,000 crore rupees classroom construction scam. As per the complaint, the scam is related to the construction of more than 12,000 classrooms and buildings during the tenure of the AAP government. In a statement, head of ACB Madhur Verma said the contracts awarded to 34 firms and most of them were found to be associated with the AAP. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar inaugurated a two-day capacity building training program for electoral registration officers, EROs, and booth-level officers, BLOs, in New Delhi today. EROs and BLOs from Bihar, Haryana, Delhi and Uttar Pradesh are participating in the two-day program. The training program is part of the EC's ongoing preparations for the upcoming elections to the legislative assemblies. A total of 369 grassroots election officials are taking part in the mixed batch training program. In Andhra Pradesh, 7 people lost their lives and about 15 were injured after collapse of a wall at the Sima Chalam temple near Visakhapatnam. Our correspondent has the details.
7 devotees who were waiting in the queue line at the Sri Varaha Lakshmi Narasimha Swami temple in Simhachalam lost their lives and 15 others were injured when a section of the queue line wall collapsed early this morning following heavy midnight rains. These devotees along with many others had gathered for the darshan of the deity's original form today on the auspicious occasion of Chandanotsavam. Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh N. Chandrababu Naidu expressed deep sorrow and directed officials to provide emergency medical treatment to the injured. He announced an ex gratia of Rs. 25 lakhs to each of the families of the deceased and financial assistance of Rs. 3 lakhs for each of the injured. Sri Sai for Akashvani News from Visakhapatnam.
President Draupadi Munmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives in the incident. President Munmu expressed hope for the speedy recovery of those injured. In a social media post, the PMO India handle announced an ex-gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. In West Bengal, at least 15 people were killed in a fire that broke out in a hotel near Phalpatti Machua in central Kolkata last night. Kolkata Police Commissioner Manoj Kumar Verma said a special team has been formed to investigate the incident.
अभी तक जो हमारी टीम जितना देख पाई है 15 लोगों का कैजुअलिटी है और बाकी सर्च हो गया वैसे और बहुत सारे लोग हैं जिनको रेस्क्यू किया गया अंदर से भी रूम में से भी रेस्क्यू किए गए थे कम से कम 5 लोगों को रूम के अंदर से लाइव रेस्क्यू किया गया और कुछ लोग जो रूफ के ऊपर में थे करीब 20 के आसपास लोग रूम के ऊपर में थे उनको रेस्क्यू किया गया.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the accident. The PMO India handle in a social media post announced an ex-gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Council for the Indian School Certificate Examination, CISCE, announced results for class 10th and 12th today. Over 2,50,000 candidates appeared for the ICSE exams for class 10th and 99,551 candidates set for the ISC exams for class 12th. In ICSE, girls have done better than boys with a pass percentage of 99.37%. Boys have achieved a pass percentage of 98.84%. In ISC as well, girls have outshone boys with a pass percentage of 99.45%. Boys have achieved a pass percentage of 98.64%. Students can check the results on the council's websites cise.org and results.cise.org. And now news from the first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves 2025, which is set to begin in Mumbai tomorrow. The Wave Summit will provide a global platform for discussions on the future of the audiovisual and entertainment industry. The four-day event will feature global media dialogues, buyer-seller meets, pitch sessions for emerging creators, and showcases of new age storytelling formats. We are now joined live by a correspondent, Adarsh, who is bringing us the latest updates from the summit. Adarsh, how preparations are shaping up for the upcoming Wave Summit?
Abhishek, the Wave Summit is being organized for the first time, and it is the first of its kind. Preparations are underway in full swing, and according to sources, Abhishek, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, along with the Minister of State for INB, L. Murugan, will review the preparations for this summit this evening. And along with this, about 5,000 delegates from 100 countries are expected to participate. Top media CEOs and industrialists from around the world, as well as many eminent personalities from the entertainment industry, including Amitabh Bachchan, Hema Malini, Mithun Chakraborty, Rajinikant, Mohanlal, Shah Rukh Khan, Aamir Khan, Akshay Kumar, and Chiranjeevi will also participate in this program.
Yes, right, Adarsh. And what kind of impact will the Waves Summit have on the nation's audiovisual and the entertainment landscape?
Abhishek, the summit will nourish an already humongous sector. India's media and entertainment industry crossed 2.5 trillion rupees last year. And Abhishek, it is expected to cross 3.1 trillion by 2027. The industry is crucial for India's economy and GDP growth and serves as a key pillar for its Viksit Bharat 2047 ambition. Abhishek, top media heads and political leaders will also brainstorm on how to take the industry ahead. And there is also a special emphasis on youth, which is evident through the Create in India challenges. Many young innovators will participate in the summit to showcase their talent, skills and leadership.
Right. Thank you, Adarsh, for the live comprehensive update. Well, moving on, the sacred Chardham Yatra began in Uttarakhand today with the opening of the portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri shrines for devotees in the Uttarkashi district on the auspicious occasion of Akshaya Tritiya. The six-month pilgrimage marks the beginning of a spiritually significant journey through the revered Himalayan shrines. The portals were open amid chanting of the Vedic hymns and other religious rituals. A large number of devotees from different parts of the country offered prayers at the two shrines on the occasion. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami visited Gangotri Dham and offered prayers. Talking to reporters, Mr. Dhami said, state government has made elaborate arrangements for the convenience of the pilgrims.
आज से चार धाम यात्रा का शुभारंभ हो गया है. गंगोत्री यमुनोत्री धाम के कपाट आज खुल रहे हैं और पूरी तरह से इस यात्रा का पूरे देशवासियों को प्रतीक्षा रहती है और उसी प्रकार उत्तराखंड वासियों को इस चार धाम यात्रा को संचालित करने वालों के लिए भी एक महाउत्सव की तरह ये यात्रा होती है. आने वाले जो तीर्थयात्री हैं, श्रद्धालु हैं, उनकी यात्रा सुरक्षित हो, सुगम हो, सरल हो, बिना किसी परेशानी के हो, के सारे प्रबंध यहाँ पर किए गए हैं.
The portals of the Kedarnath Dham will open on Friday, while the gates of Badrinath Dham will open on Sunday. We have a report.
With the opening of the portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri Dham, the Char Dham Yatra has commenced in Uttarakhand. According to the Uttarkashi District Administration, top priority has been given to the convenience of pilgrims visiting these shrines. Infrastructure such as toilets, parking areas and traffic management systems along the route have been strengthened. This year, smart toilet complexes have been developed at 8 locations as well as parking facilities at many places. In view of the possibility of increasing number of passengers and pressure of vehicles, efforts have been made to make the major routes smooth and safe. Basic amenities like electricity, water and sanitation facilities have also been provided along the pilgrimage routes. Santosh Thapliyal, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Devotees took holy dip in the sacred rivers across the country on the occasion of Akshaya Tritiya today. The day is also traditionally marked by a high number of weddings. In view of this, district administration of Chhatrapati Shambhaji Nagar in Maharashtra has taken strong measures to prevent child marriages. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his greetings on the occasion. Basav Jayanti has been celebrated today. The day marks the birth anniversary of the 12th century Kannada poet, philosopher and social reformer Jagatguru Basaveshwar. Remembering the profound wisdom of Jagatguru Basaveshwar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a video message on social media said, his tireless efforts to uplift the marginalized continue to guide people.
हमारी योजनाओं में भी आप कायका और दासोहा का प्रभाव जरूर देख सकते हैं. भगवान बसवेश्वर जी ने हमारे समाज को जो ऊर्जा दी, उन्होंने लोकतंत्र, शिक्षा और समानता के जो आदर स्थापित किए थे, आज भी भारत की बुनियाद में भगवान बसवेश्वर की ये प्रेरणा, निस्वार्थ सेवा की ये निष्ठा, यही हमारे भारत की बुनियाद है. जितनी मजबूत ये बुनियाद होगी, उतना ही मजबूत हमारा देश होगा.
Union Ministers Ashwini Vaishnav, Kiran Rijiju, Prahlad Joshi, Shobha Karan Laje and BJP MP Tejaswi Surya, among others, paid floral tributes to Guru Basaveshwar at the Parliament House complex. Former National Shooting Coach and Dronacharya awardee Professor Sunny Thomas, who played a pivotal role in transforming the country into a shooting powerhouse, passed away in Kottayam district this morning. He was 83. In IPL, T20 cricket host Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Punjab Kings at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated host Delhi Capitals by 14 runs. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading almost flat in a lackluster afternoon trade today. The 30-share BSE Sensex added 20 points to 80,308, and the NSE Nifty 50 was just 3 points down to 24,333 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs Union Cabinet meeting in New Delhi. 7 people killed in wall collapse tragedy in Andhra Pradesh's Vishakhapatnam. President and Prime Minister express grief over the incident. CISCE declares board exam results for class 10th and 12th. Girls outshine boys again. Char Dham Yatra begins in Uttarakhand with opening of portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri shrines on auspicious occasion of Akshaya Tritiya. And in IPL T20 cricket, host Chennai Super Kings to lock horns with Punjab Kings at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.